the resilience. And now he can sell anything. Why? Because that's what the love of God has come to do in your life. It's come to bring you to that place. God uses them now to build your life.
You have just heard a message produced by the God Life Church Media. For more messages by Pastor Sotama Mapalo, visit thegodlifechurch.org or contact us on 0973-744-445. 0973-744-445. Remember to tune in every Tuesday at 17:30 hours on One Love Radio. God bless you.
One Love Radio. Life-changing. Inspiring radio.
Please listen. Do you know there's a solution to your problems? Be of good courage and pray every day.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation. Shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU. Delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government not responsible for delays in Edgar Lungu's burial. Kachavia calls for constituency split to boost development. And in international news, dozens of US troops deployed to Nigeria to help with training and intelligence sharing. And in sports news, NAPSA Stars announces new technical bench. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The United Party for National Development, UPND, Media Director Max Moy says government has acted constantly and within the confines of the law regarding the burial arrangements of former President Edgar Lungu. He noted that since the former head of state death in Pretoria, South Africa, both the public and the Zambian government have taken new interest in ensuring that he is accorded a dignified send-off. Mr. Smoy stressed that Mr. Lungu was not an ordinary citizen, but a former head of state, and by established practice and statutory, the state has an obligation to facilitate an appropriate burial process. Mr. Smoy explained that government's action have been guided by various pieces of legislation, including laws governing former head of state, as well as principles of case law, which form part of Zambia's legal framework.
The decision was made in favor of the Republic of Zambia. There were a number of appeals, applications that were made by the respondents who were representing the ECO family. Different courts still made decisions in favor of the state. Until we are now where we are, where we are basically talking about the Supreme Court, like any other judicature in terms of the judicial hierarchy, it was within the ambit of the law for the aggrieved to seek redress on another platform within the ambit of the court system of South Africa, which the government of the Republic of Zambia has continued to respect, because it is within the powers of those that are aggrieved to further seek redress. But you need to also understand, friends, that from the very first time that the court in South Africa made a decision, there was an order that the state proceeds. By the state, we mean the government of the Republic of Zambia, proceeds in the manner that they thought it should be.
Kachivia Constituents Office Professional Assistant Masauso Philip Piri has highlighted significant development gains in Kachivia District over the past 4 to 5 years, largely attributed to increased Constituents Development Fund CDF allocation. Speaking to Wonder Radio News Desk, Mr. Piri says Kachivia in 2026 is evidently different from 2021, with numerous infrastructure and social projects implemented using CDF, transforming service delivery and community life across the district. He noted that major projects he completed include a new civic center, a constituents office, a community radio station, a police station, police housing, and maternity annex in several areas, all funded through CDF. An office of the president is also under construction.
There are massive things that are happening in Kachivia. We've had maternity annexes being built in several places. We also have a new police station here that was built using CDF. So I mean, there are a lot of projects that we can talk of when we come to CDF. But at the end of the day, we want to rally stakeholders to support the delimitation and to be able to consider, dividing Kanchiria so that at least we have increased funding in the constituency. I think in a nutshell, that is just a brief about Kanchiria. But a lot is happening. A lot is happening, and more is coming to Kanchiria.
The Zambia Environment Management Agency, ZEMA, has officially launched the Supporting the Shift to Electric Mobility project, marking a significant step towards reducing emission and modernizing the country's transport sector. The 4 years initiative, valued at $2 million, is funded by the Global Environment Facility under the GEF-8 Global Electricity Mobility Project. Speaking during the project inception workshop, ZEMA Assistant Director General Mrs. Banda Intondo says the initiative is designed to support the development of policies.
The project will therefore strengthen our institutional capacity to guide and regulate emerging technologies in the transport sector, in particular electric mobility, while ensuring that environmental safeguards and sustainability principles are fully integrated. Ladies and gentlemen, the shift to electric mobility is not merely a technological transition. For us, it is a strategic investment in Zambia's transport sector. It is about protecting the health of our citizens, about safeguarding our environment, strengthening our economy, and leaving a cleaner and more resilient nation for generations to come.
Meanwhile, UNEP's GEF Climate Mitigation Specialist Karudo Mositi says the initiative represents a shift from policy ambition to practical implementation aimed at supporting Zambia's transition to clear transport solutions that guarantee both climate and economic benefits.
This initiative recognizes that the future of mobility must be clean, modern, and accessible, and that no country should be left behind as the world transitions to safer, greener transport systems. Under GEF-8, the participating countries benefit from a comprehensive framework that strengthens policy, regulatory, and institutional structures to support rapid EV adoption, integration of electric mobility into national electricity grids paired with renewable energy expansion, and the responsible recycling and end-of-life management of batteries and electric vehicles. So these pillars do ensure that the e-mobility becomes not just a technological shift, but a sustainable national transformation. And this is the global movement Zambia is joining as part of this GEF-8 project.
The Minister of Finance and National Development, Tumbeko Msokotwani, has officiated at the American Chamber of Commerce in Zambia Economic Outlook Breakfast. Speaking at the AmCham Economic Outlook Breakfast, Mr. Msokotwani says following the stabilization of the Zambian economy, financial growth is expected. Mr. Msokotwani has called for increased mining output and increased manufacturers of goods in order to grow the Zambian economy. He says illegal mining is contributing and non-tax compliance is robbing the country of its revenue that is meant to grow the country's economy.
But when we want to produce the same goods in Zambia and we import the raw materials, you want to tax those raw materials. How can we even have a chance of competing with those selling us from the region where finished goods do not attract tax, but we have to pay tax on raw materials? And by sheer lack of coincidence, when the COVID came, this cry by the business community was listening to. So taxes on inputs was removed. What were we seeing?
Meanwhile, First National Bank FNB representative Luyanga Kapumba says the partnership between FNB and American Chamber of Commerce is a long-term commitment aimed at fostering deep commercial investment and financial linkages between Zambia and the United States of America.
This economic relationship continues to grow in importance. U.S. interests in Zambia's critical minerals, energy transition, and supply chain diversification is reshaping investment flows. Zambia's macroeconomic reforms and commitment to debt sustainability are creating renewed confidence in the outlook for private capital. At the same time, the global economy.